Chapter 5. No one is perfect. The differences begin to become clear. You've seen and heard the differences between the colors in the introduction, page 9. Some people focus on issues, others on people. While two of them, red and yellow, are quick to act, the greens and blues are thoughtful. This often leads to everyday mistakes, both large and small. All of us have sometimes just stood there, unable to understand something we've heard or seen someone do, as it's completely opposite to how we would have behaved. And so we believe that they're idiots. According to this logic, I'm always right, which of course means that the other person and their way of behaving is wrong. A wise person once said, "Just because you're right, I don't have to be wrong." We also pay special attention to the faults of others. Experts have argued that the things we find most shocking in the behavior of our children are the things we recognize in ourselves but wish we didn't do. So, who decides what kind of behavior is right and wrong? Time to say something obvious. No one is perfect or without faults. However, when we think someone is an idiot, is it because of their faults or have we misunderstood them? A characteristic that may be useful in some situations is not in others. Remember that communication usually depends on the listener. Whatever people think of me, that is the way they see me, despite the fact I might mean something different. It's all about knowing yourself. Good qualities can become bad ones in the wrong situation. It doesn't matter what the quality is. A reminder of how each color behaves. Reds are quick and more than happy to take control if needed. They make things happen. When they get going, they love to control and can be hopeless to deal with. They can step on people's toes. Yellows can be amusing and creative and lift the mood of anyone they're with. However, when they're given too much space, they'll use it all and they won't allow anyone into a conversation. Greens are easy to be with because they're pleasant and they care for others. But they can be weak and unclear. Anyone who never takes a position eventually becomes difficult to handle. You don't know what they really think, and the absence of a decision can kill the energy in other people. Blues are calm and balanced, and think before they speak. Their ability to keep a cool head is a great quality. However, blues' critical thinking can turn to not trusting and questioning those around them. Each color evaluates themselves in different ways. Reds and yellows build up their positive sides and believe that they've no negative qualities. Their success often comes from ignoring their faults and looking for chances and good news. This can be hard over time. Greens and blues usually think about their weak points and sometimes even ignore their strengths. When you say something positive to a green or a blue, they can just ignore it and change the subject to something that went seriously wrong. Obviously, this is not useful. How red people are perceived. If you ask other people about reds, you might get a different picture from the one the red gives of himself. Reds think that they're surrounded by more idiots than the rest of us do. People usually say what they really think of a red when he's not in the room because they're afraid he might get angry. You've heard him say that he wants to hear the truth. Say what you think. But as soon as you do, you find yourself in the middle of a lively discussion with an angry red. So, what you're going to read and hear now will be completely new for many reds. Not many of us have ever been able to make these points to a red before. It takes too much energy. Some people say that Reds are angry and selfish. They're perceived as tough, impatient, aggressive, and controlling. Suddenly, the picture is not as positive. The leader has a negative side. None of this would upset a Red because he's more focused on tasks than on people. Anyway, everyone else is wrong. But let's see what others have to say. Why does everything take so long? Can't you hurry a bit? Reds have no problem in finding quicker ways of doing things, not always following the rules, as long as it gets things done. A Red is often so fast that if something goes wrong, he would still manage to redo the project. At the same time, no one else ever really knows what's going to happen. I'm not screaming! I'm not angry! Because Reds are so direct, many perceive them as aggressive. This perception can change depending on who the listener is. For example, in Sweden, it's not okay to behave in the kind of direct way that would be fine in Germany or France because of a slightly different approach to conflicts. In many workplaces, people are encouraged to be direct and have open communication. Does this mean we should all be honest with one another and just say whatever we think? For any organization to be efficient, you need open and direct communication about important things. So, who can communicate like this and not get upset? Reds, of course. For them, this isn't an issue. Why are we even talking about communication? It's obvious that you say what you think. Reds like to argue even about small things. They'll shout and hit the table if it suits them. What does the Red want to achieve with this kind of behavior? It's to do exactly what you asked. You wanted an honest opinion. Say exactly what you think, you said. It's possible you even added, I won't be angry / sad / disappointed. Be prepared, says the Red, because here it comes. A Red has no problem with conflict. Reds don't try to create conflict, but a quick argument every now and then can be a good thing, don't you think? It's just another way to communicate. The worst thing you can do if you get into a conflict with a Red is let him win. This can cause you serious problems. What are you doing over there? I can see what you're not doing. What's behind the need to control? It's a person's need to have power over a situation with other people or groups. Those who need to control often feel extremely unhappy about having to adapt to a group or a situation and will try to avoid this. A common behavior is to talk or interrupt all the time or ignore others to keep control of the conversation. It's important for a Red to feel that he can influence what people do and how they intend to act. At the heart of this need for control is a belief that they know more than anyone else. And because a Red feels he knows best, he'll keep an eye on everyone around him to make sure that they all do the right thing. This way, a Red gets everything done his way, but everyone else feels controlled. Some people think it's good when someone else makes the decisions, but others just want to escape. I try to care about you, but it would help if you were a little more interesting. Reds are not usually interested in people. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as the person you're communicating with has the same focus as you. But if a Red speaks to a people person, like a yellow or a green, he can be perceived as very cold or inhuman. Remember that we're talking about understanding and perceptions here. The aim behind a particular behavior is one thing. How we perceive it is another. It's just that you have to know a person to understand this. So if a Red asks you how your family is doing, for example, it's enough to answer, "Great." "It takes strength to be alone, and I'm the strongest of you all." If we look at how a Red communicates, we can understand why many perceive him as selfish. "I think we should accept this idea. I want that project. This is what I think about it. I have a good idea. Will we do this my way or the wrong way?" Add a sharp eye and particular body language, and you'll see someone who will take what he wants. He'll fight for his interests. He'll tell everyone that he's capable of doing anything. Some people, especially greens, find this I form of speaking uncomfortable. Yellows use it too. But we've learned to take care of each other. We know that being alone is not the same thing as being strong, that we need others to survive. So we think it's selfish when Reds speak only about themselves. They're often willing to walk over someone else if they see a chance for themselves. They might not mean to, but the effect is the same. Reds often come out the winners in discussions. They see this as a natural part of a conversation. They always know best and will say that everyone else is wrong. It suits their character to behave this way. The result is that they lose friends, people can dislike them, and they miss information because no one wants them in the group. Once they've noticed this, they may decide that the other people are idiots. How yellow people are perceived. Amusing, fun, and very positive. Again, this is their own opinion. If you ask other people about yellows, you may get a different picture. It's especially fun to ask the blues. They'll say that yellows are selfish, empty, and too confident. Others will say that they talk too much and are bad listeners. Combine that with the opinion that they can't concentrate and are careless. Suddenly, the picture is not as positive. When a yellow hears this, one of two things happens. Either he feels upset and hurt, or he starts an argument. But over time, a yellow won't really mind these opinions very much. He's a bad listener, and he only remembers some things. He forgets the difficult things, and with his positive nature, he finds it easy to say to himself that he doesn't have any faults. Let's have a look at what yellows find hard, even if they don't always know it. "Hello? Anyone there? Listen to what happened to me." Yellows are very good communicators. None of the other colors come close to yellows in finding words and telling a story. Yellows love speaking in front of others, but they often can't stop. A yellow behaves exactly like most people. He does what he's good at. And he's good at talking. There are lots of examples of yellows who completely dominate a conversation and don't listen to other people. Yellows have no problems in giving opinions, views, and advice, even if they know nothing about the subject. People say that for Reds, thought and action are the same thing. For yellows, thought and speech are. What yellows share might not be well thought out, but it almost always sounds very good. If you don't know a yellow well, you might take everything he says as true. A serious mistake. Very often, a yellow is fun and can inspire people with new ideas. But in a conversation with a yellow, you need to get your opinion in when you can, or simply close the meeting. "I know it looks untidy, but I know what I'm doing." A yellow won't admit that he's careless, but he has no natural way to keep an eye on things. He finds working in an organized way boring. Yellows avoid fixed systems. The solution is to keep everything in your head. But it's not possible to remember everything, so the yellow forgets, and people think he's careless. Missed appointments, forgotten dates, and half-finished projects, all because once his mind has finished the task, he doesn't go back. He goes forward to the next project. To complete a project, you need to be exact about details. Yellows aren't interested in details. Generally, yellows are good at starting projects because they're resourceful and creative. But they're not good at finishing them because they can't concentrate. A yellow thinks that his work is good enough and doesn't worry about small things. I can do lots of things at the same time. A yellow is always ready for new experiences. But there are so many new things. For a yellow, new is the same as good. So it's best that something new happens often. Without this, a yellow loses focus. He doesn't want to listen to the whole story and all the details that may be important. It's not interesting to him, and he'll stop concentrating. In a meeting, he may start playing with his cell phone or his computer or chatting to the person beside him. Everyone gets annoyed, but if no one says anything, he'll just continue. Here, yellows are like little children. They continue until someone becomes angry, and then, of course, they feel hurt. Because yellows often quickly get bored, they're not so good at everyday things. New project? Great. Put together a new and energetic team full of interesting people. Get everything going and develop ideas? Already done that. Working like crazy in the beginning to really get things going? Yes. But then? Following up on what is actually happening or not happening in a project is extremely boring. That means looking back. That's dull, and it won't happen. Me. Yellows aren't more selfish than others, but they always seem to be. Why? Mostly because they're always talking about themselves. And when other people are not interesting and exciting, a yellow will interrupt and change the topic to something far more interesting. Often, himself. You never told me that. I would remember. A yellow is terrible at listening. Many yellows believe that they listen very well, but somewhere along the way to the brain, whatever they heard simply gets lost. It's not about memory. A yellow is often not interested in what others say because he knows he could say it better himself. He doesn't stay focused. He begins thinking about or doing other things. He doesn't want to listen. He wants to talk. Many really successful people don't talk as much as they listen. It's a way of getting new knowledge. This is something yellows need to understand better if they're not to be perceived as completely hopeless, or just not developing personally. How green people are perceived. So, what do other colors think about greens? They're often considered pleasant, friendly, and caring. But a person who, out of fear of conflict, says yes but means no, how do you handle him? How do you know what he really thinks? Reds and yellows in particular have problems with this habit of remaining silent rather than speaking out. Some greens tell the truth behind people's backs, leading others to perceive them as dishonest, although their aim is only to avoid conflict. In general, greens always expect the worst and therefore stay quiet. They're also unable to change, which others perceive as being afraid, stubborn, and cold. Stubbornness will never be a good quality. What do you do with a person who never changes his views? Not even when the facts show that it's time to take a different path. The difference between greens and blues is that while a blue wants more facts about an issue, greens expect things to simply be forgotten. They've made a decision about something and won't change their minds. Why? Because they don't usually do that. It may have taken you your whole life to come to an opinion about the dangerous fat in food, or about space travel. Suddenly, this guy comes along and says that you should change your current opinion. It's not going to happen. The green is waiting for the right feeling to come over him before he makes any changes. If it doesn't, well, they're often rather patient. If a green trusts someone, their word becomes law. This makes it easy to trick them because they can believe everything. Certain people use this against them. Sometimes not giving up becomes a strength, but when those around them perceive it as pure stubbornness, it can create problems. Nothing is worth caring about. Since greens almost always allow others to make the first move, you get the feeling that a green isn't interested. And often that's true. He's more passive than active. If you stay at home, nothing can really go wrong. What greens fail to see is that most other people want to do things, not stay on the sofa. Greens are happy doing nothing. Anything that upsets this becomes dangerous. The result? Even more passivity. The bigger the plans, the less likely it is that a green will agree. A green doesn't want people to be too involved because it's a lot of effort. Instead, let's just sit here and do nothing. What's thought in secret is said in secret. Greens don't take a position on sensitive issues. They've just as many views and opinions as anyone else, but they don't like shouting about them because it can cause conflict. Instead of saying, "That's impossible," they may say something like, "It appears that there are a few challenges." Both mean the same thing, but by using less direct language, you take fewer risks. For a green, it's better to be safe than sorry. By being unclear, he doesn't have to risk his good name or take responsibility. If he hasn't taken a position in support of something, he also hasn't taken any position against something. Greens are not focused on tasks like reds and blues, so they don't speak about facts in the same way. They would rather speak about relationships and feelings, which makes it more difficult to be accurate. I'll just think about it for a while. If you want to make changes in a group with lots of greens, good luck. If it's a major change, you should consider whether it's really worth the effort. If it's urgent, you can forget the whole idea. This is what happens in the mind of a green. I know what I have, but not what I'll get. It was better before. I've never done this before. The grass is not always greener on the other side. Not all changes are for the better, but let's be sensible. While it's not always wrong to say these things, it can be very dangerous when change is really needed. I'm upset, but please don't say anything to anyone. A green's hatred of conflict also causes many other challenges. Nothing is more important to them than keeping a relationship together. The problem is that their method doesn't work. A green will do nothing and keep silent in public even if he disagrees with something. But he'll talk behind your back so that the stress of not speaking out is let out. In small groups of two or three people, they'll happily show their feelings. And they're good at it. As long as they think that you won't notice, they can talk about you in ways that you would never expect from a green. How blue people are perceived. People even find faults in blues. They're perceived as avoiding situations, defending themselves, perfectionist, reserved, particular, uncertain, careful, not independent, questioning, distrustful, boring, distant, and cold. The list is long. Blues find it difficult to begin anything new because they want to prepare so well. Everything involves risks, and blues are always thinking about the details. Never put too many blues in the same group. They'll plan into the next century without doing anything. Many blues are perceived as big critics who don't trust anything. They miss nothing, and they give their opinions clearly. They create quality work, but they bring down the mood of those around them. They consider themselves to be realists. In everyone else's eyes, they're pessimists. 95% right is actually 100% wrong. All this looking at facts and focusing on details can go too far. The importance of being neat and tidy can come out in different ways. It can be a person who can't cope with papers that aren't perfectly placed on a desk, who rewrites an email about 15 times to get it truly perfect, or who works for hours on a simple presentation, just giving it the final touches. I don't really know you, so keep your distance. We've all walked up to a person and started a nice chat. After a while, you realize that you're the one doing all the talking. If you have yellow in your behavior, you may notice that there are pauses in the conversation. You may notice that the other person doesn't want to continue. Blues don't like speaking to strangers. You may have been working together for a long time, but they require a lot of personal space, both for body and mind. He needs to know a person extremely well before opening up. Not like a red, who says whatever he feels. Not like a yellow, who reveals his darkest secrets because he thinks everyone is interested. Or like a green, who can be personal, if only in small groups and in a controlled environment. A blue doesn't need to chat. It can seem that he doesn't care about other people because he doesn't spend time on relationships. Sure, he cares, but his needs are different. He likes being in his own company and with family. For yellows and greens in particular, he seems cold and distant. They call their blue friend boring. Blues can easily make us feel uncomfortable. Why is he so cold? Doesn't he care about me at all? Think about it. 3 times if possible. Where does this need for control come from? Why can't blues trust other people or accept the information they hear? If they check themselves, then all the risks will disappear. But the fact remains that they don't trust others. Everything has to be checked and recorded correctly. Remember, we're talking here about behavior as perceived by others. A blue checks everything 1 extra time because it's possible to check everything 1 extra time. The only thing I can trust is myself and my own eyes. It brings you down to earth when you tell someone about a new idea, and the first thing the person does is question every single point. Of course, if everyone looks long enough, they'll find mistakes. Being right is not even enough. You have to prove yourself to a blue. If he considers you an expert, he'll be better at listening to you. The road, however, can be difficult. The only thing you can do is accept that for Blues, the need for proof is much higher. Facts always remain as we know. If I've prepared well enough, I can prove that what I am saying is true. In time, they'll trust me.